Moving on now, the Pentagon is planning to deploy more military troops to the southern U.S. border with Mexico to stop a caravan of Central American migrants.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border. That is just the start of this operation. We'll continue to adjust the numbers and inform you of those, but please know that's in addition to 2,092 that are already employed from our National Guard Operation Guardian Support that's been so effective.
O'Shaughnessy added that the military assets will harden security along priority points of entry. The senior general underlined that the reinforcement units have in fact been authorized with armed gear. The U.S. officials had initially said about 800 active duty troops would be sent to provide assistance to local law enforcement. President Donald Trump had warned that the military is needed to face this, quote, national emergency. The U.S. military deployment to the border is in line with Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. During his presidential campaign, he had also pledged to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. For more on that, we're joined from Ontario by Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Thank you very much once again, Mr. Corrigan. It's nice to have you on Press TV's Top 5. Now, very quickly, Mr. Corrigan, it is against the U.S. law to station the military on the grounds for something that is related to internal affairs, isn't it? Can you elaborate on that and the use of military to stop these migrants?
It is very unusual that the U.S. military would be deployed in the United States. That's what the National Guard's job is. But, you know, under extraordinary circumstances, I suppose, you know, martial law could be declared. And Trump, of course, is not going through the legal niceties. He's just sending troops there. But really what Trump is doing, in my opinion, is he's trying to scare the American electorate because there's going to be the midterm elections in about 2 weeks. And this will scare the American public and certainly mobilize his base because he said this national emergency of these 7,000, you know, refugees or migrants coming to the border. Now, the American law is quite clear that if a refugee comes to the border and makes a refugee claim to an American soldier, to an immigration official or policeman, they have to be given a chance to explain their refugee claim and given due process of law. And this is a legal requirement. The Americans were sort of evading these rules by intercepting refugees from Haiti and other countries at sea and then taking them to Guantanamo Bay, which of course they said is not American territory, therefore American law did not apply. But if they do go to the border, this is obviously American law would apply and they would have to be processed through. Now, sending soldiers there, what are they going to do? Shoot the refugees? This would be, you know, an unmitigated disaster for public relations, but also blatantly against the law and would even argue, you know, constitute war crimes and certainly a clear violation of the 1951 Geneva Convention. But I think there's something else at foot here. I haven't actually seen this, but in my view, these refugees are maybe set up and somebody's doing it is to promote and scare the Republican base and to bring out their voters. And so they say this is a national emergency. You know, we're under threat. He said there was unidentified Middle Eastern people there, which was, again, racist and also factually not true. So it is, I think it may be a political ploy to energize and get Trump supporters to vote. And of course, other people not. I think even this bombing attack against the Democrats is going to maybe blow up in ways that are not quite clear. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, and of course, they were arrested. But the perpetrator was arrested. But to set this up just before an election is terrible from the migrants' point of view, certainly from the American voters' point of view, and from the Democratic Party's point of view. So I suspect there may be hidden hands sort of paying and organizing these refugees to come to the States for political reasons. And this is a tactic that's been done in the past where you scare people up or you have a left-wing group blow something up and it creates a backlash against the left, in this case a backlash against the Democrats who are seen as soft on immigration. So I really think that that's part of what's going on here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edward Horgan, international human rights lawyer from Ontario, with his insights regarding the caravan of migrants heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border.